Hey guys, it's Erin Andrews from Calm Down with Erin and Carissa. So they say you can't plan for the unexpected, but whoever said that obviously didn't know about Aflac. You probably know the Aflac Duck, but you might not know what Aflac can do for you. For example, did you know they pay cash that can help with expenses health insurance doesn't cover? If you get sick or injured, Aflac pays cash that can be put towards copays and deductibles to even non-medical expenses like rent or your mortgage payments. It's completely up to you. Get help with expenses health insurance doesn't cover. Visit Aflac.com to learn more.
Having MG can make cooking difficult, but over the years, I've found some really helpful tools and tips that I'm excited to share. Hi, I'm Alicia. I think cooking should always be fun, creative, and of course, delicious. These black bean burgers are hearty, full of flavor, and MG friendly. You're gonna love them.
Check out Alicia's Black Bean Burger cooking video and other recipes full of tips and tricks for managing common MG symptoms while cooking only at mg-united.com.
Ready? Let's cook.
They've spent so much time, the Democrats have, spinning the facts and trying to confuse the people that I wanted to come in this morning and just clearly explain for the people back home how we got here and why this vote is happening right now.
So this is what they've been, if you get the newsletter, I wrote about this last night, about the Epstein, the vote that they're doing. And I explained some of it on air yesterday. Just to recap, Congress has to vote on unsealing court documents related to this case for all of the people who had been asking whether or not POTUS could do this. It's not something that is within the power of the executive where it concerns sealing court documents. And Mike Johnson is talking about that vote in that audio that you heard that we just played that went out over on the airwaves, and it hasn't changed from any of the other audio that we've played that's gone out on the airwaves about this whole topic. So Democrats think they have something, but ultimately all they did is just they kind of actually really just sort of caught one of their own in all of this. We'll talk about all of that. We also have this big visit with the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia, Mohammed bin Salman, who's in the White House right now. And I think they're going to be taking, at some point, they're going to be taking questions on all of, they're going to have their press conference. You know, they have the bilateral press conference. So they're going to be doing that. I think he's even actually going to be answering some questions. And we'll take all of that when it happens. That's a very big visit too. It's very interesting, all of this stuff that's happening simultaneously right now. And we'll follow all of it. So welcome to the program. That is the we'll start with that visit, since that's, you know, top of mind right now. They were just walking into the Oval Office from the Colonnade, and remember when Trump went to visit the Saudis? This was back in April, May, and they had a major state reception for POTUS. In fact, I think it was described, and Ken, you'll remember this accurately, I think it was described as the biggest one ever for a Western leader. And it's incredibly important because that's also, you know, right when POTUS was a couple of things, oil and gas, but also that is right before they had that strike, the joint strike with Israel on Iran. And if you remember, and I said it at the time, how incredibly important it was, how unbelievably important it was that they had the Syrian help with that. If you guys remember, a lot of people are asking about the Syrian aspect of it and the new regime leader. That's, they're trying to thwart the, I don't want to say resurgence, they're trying to thwart the revitalization of Iran post-strike. So this was pretty significant. And if you remember when he spoke at that business event that was there in Saudi Arabia, and he was speaking to the number of all of these, you know, these Arab leaders, he had said that he was going to roll back or consider rolling back the sanctions on Syria, which had been in place. And none of these other none of the other Arab nations, the Saudis, UAE, nobody else was going to do business with them. They didn't want to be hit by the United States for getting sideways on those sanctions. And so when he announced that, and remember I was talking about this at the time, when he announced that, that was huge because MBS stood up and gave him a standing ovation. And then for the strike, that's when Syria closed its airspace to Iran. So Iran couldn't get any of their stuff to them. They had a difficult time. That messed a lot of things up and made them very vulnerable. And so now here, fast forward, you have MBS there at the White House. It'll be interesting hearing the questions asked for that. And I know that the president has been pressing him also on further normalizing relations with Israel with those Abraham Accords. Very interesting, all of this. So welcome to the program. You can find the chat over at Rumble and, of course, the newsletter over at Substack as well. But the Epstein, the other half of this, is this legislation to pass because they said apparently there were errors in some of the original bill which is kind of mind-blowing to me. The victims wanted to stay anonymous, obviously. I wouldn't, I don't understand why they wouldn't. So they're going to, this is what they have to do in order to unseal these court documents. And again, I highlighted all of this. If you get the newsletter that I send out, I highlighted all of this in the newsletter that went out yesterday, just to kind of give you a little preview as to what's going to be happening. We got into some of the days of our GOP stuff, but it is the sworn testimony that was included in some of these documents. I mean, all of these individuals, all of these individuals said, well, Trump is not a close associate of Epstein, so he wasn't privy to the state of his business, but apparently he knew enough to ban him from Mar-a-Lago. He didn't want him sniffing around Mar-a-Lago, because apparently Epstein wanted to recruit people from Mar-a-Lago, and Trump was like, yeah, I'm not having any of this. That's disgusting. You're a skeez. I mean, he didn't say it like that, but I would imagine if he knew what that word was, he'd like the sound of it and would probably use it in his daily, day-to-day, his regular parlance. So the case files, the way this has to go, he's been blocked by a handful of judges on this. And so this is what the act of Congress is supposed to do, because he's not able to do it himself. I mean, you would think, but he's limited. Office of the Executive has limitations on the powers they're able to enact and the things that they're able to implement. And so that's what some of this is right now. So we'll watch it and we'll see. It's been weird to see how people are fighting over it, though. And it's been weird to see, I watched this thing of Marjorie Taylor Greene last night because she kept sounding off about it. And I get that she's trying to, jockey and position herself to take over after 28. She's mad at Trump over Israel. She's mad at him for not endorsing her Senate race. She's just mad. And I think that she realizes that her relevancy might be tied to him, because she wasn't huge until he was in office. He backed her and made her a thing. And I don't think that she's done enough in Congress, frankly, on her own, to have a body of work, a body of legislative work to be able to campaign on. It's one thing to go and do the work and pass the bills, and it's another thing to be the firebrand. And unfortunately, there are some firebrands that are in Congress that just don't do the work, or they'll do the bare minimum, and then they don't know how to maneuver and push the bill that they're sponsoring through. So she's mad over this. And like I said, when I was reading some of the earlier information on this, it looked like he was one of the whistleblowers on Epstein. So I don't know why she's insinuating otherwise. Again, I just find this so stupid. Why do we have people on the right that are trying to take the same position as the left and use it to undermine the president, unless they're doing it exploitatively because they want to leverage, they want themselves to ascend to a higher level of authority, and they're trying to use this as leverage? That's the only thing I can think of. I mean, is there any other way? People are like, oh, well, they're allies. Golly, no, they're not allies. People in D.C. will be friends to your face, and they will stab you in the back. That is exactly how it is. You cannot trust even your oldest friend in this industry. Not in D.C., not in politics. You can't. Everything is transactional. And never more so. Honestly, this is one of Trump's downsides. Oh, people can get mad, but it's true. And this is how, I'll just say, certain cable news networks run. When you get your little factions that work with you to compete against each other, always for accolades and always for recognition, it can be very create some toxicity. You got to learn how to navigate it. And it's, you know, it's one of the ways that you can manage the herd, so to speak, and keep control. And so I think there was a little bit of that in the first term. It seems like it's a lot calmer this second term, but you still have some of the remnants of the first term. And I think that those are the people that I see circling around and trying to undermine POTUS. Because think about it, who is the next GOP? Who are they going to run against? Who is the boogeyman for the next Republican candidate for president in 28? I mean, you can say, oh my gosh, you know, the left is proposing this, and that's all well and good. But at some point, there's going to be a line where you come up as against, you know, in a measure against your predecessor. And so that creates a little bit of tension. And it's just very interesting to watch. I talk about this in the newsletter. So we're watching this. We're also watching MBS. And we have some other things to get to. Scott Jennings will join us later on in the program as well. So everybody's been there eating clean, taking supplements, but you still feel off. Your gut feels out of balance. Maybe you're low on energy, etc. So that's where Cowboy Colostrum comes in. It takes a whole body natural approach to wellness, working with your body, not against it. Colostrum, often called liquid gold, is the first milk that mammals receive at birth, and it's packed with immune factors, growth compounds, and nutrients that your body still needs. Cowboy Colostrum uses only the highest quality first-day milking from grass-fed, regenerative U.S. farms. It is never diluted or filled with junk. You just mix it into your coffee, your milk, or your smoothie. You'll love the vanilla that's super popular and the strawberry because it tastes like a milkshake. Colostrum is nature's original superfood, loaded with bioactives that fortify your immune system and strengthen your digestion. It's small batch, third-party tested, and always 100% colostrum. There's no whey, there's no fillers, there are no shortcuts. So for a limited time, you can get 25% off with code Dana at cowboycolostrum.com. That's 25% off with code Dana at cowboycolostrum.com and tell them Dana sent you.
Have consumers lost the streaming wars? Prices for streaming services continues to rise, but now they want to put all of the apps back in one place? Would you rather go back to the old days of basic cable?
Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast.
When it's time to scale your business, it's time for Shopify. Get everything you need to grow the way you want, like all the way. Stack more sales with the best converting checkout on the planet. Track your cha-chings from every channel, right in one spot. And turn real-time reporting into big-time opportunities. Take your business to a whole new level. Switch to Shopify. Start your free trial today.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
Threats of sanctions, economic warfare, Japan's relations with China have sunk to a new low. They're experiencing their most intense diplomatic tensions in years. This after Beijing issued economic warnings in response by the new Japanese prime minister about a potential Taiwan conflict. And they had said previously any Chinese use of force against Taiwan could be considered a situation threatening Japan's survival. So China doesn't like it when harsh language is used against them, but they want to be able to use harsh language against everyone else. I really feel like the Japanese prime minister will just take them and beat them about up and down their eastern seaboard. So maybe they don't want to do that. Just saying. Very interesting, though. Beijing, they've been launching some broadsides against Japan in terms of their propaganda and their media narratives. Also, this is gross. Lab-grown milk is disgusting. If you have to drink lab-grown milk, you don't need milk. What is that? That's stupid. Can we just stop? Like, we have animals and protein and all of this stuff here. We don't need to do all of these things. It's cow-free. This is gross. I don't even want to read this. Gross. Who wants that?
Thankfully, I don't think it's in the United States. I think it's India right now, but yeah.
I don't care. Nobody wants it anywhere. That's disgusting. I mean, I'm not even a milk drinker, and that's bleh. No. They said that it's going to be in Israel too. They're going to offer it in Israel. They're offering it in India, Israel. They're offering it in several places. It is
lab grown anything.
Cow free milk. It's a food tech startup. I don't like the terms food tech together. That's like robot food. That's what robots eat. I don't know. But they said that it's cow free, 3% fat milk, And they have a vanilla flavored version that's also going to be available under their new milk label.
So lab grown fat. On.
Yeah, nobody wants that. Wall Street in extreme fear as stocks plunge again amid fears of the world's biggest company. Might be a dud. This is coming from the Wall Street Journal and Daily Mail. They had a lot of selling that hit Wall Street yesterday. A lot of people were hit by a Dow loss 1.2, S&P 500. NASDAQ lost under just 1%. Bitcoin slid. Well, I mean, the economy's bad. What else do we want me to say?
Correction.
It's everybody was told. Peter Thiel's fund offloaded NVIDIA. Is there going to be a bottom dropout in this?
Yeah, just in the tech sector, from what I understand. Yeah. AI's bubble is for real, and I think it's going to pop. And we're already seeing the signs.
Yeah. Yeah, we already. Yeah, exactly. I don't know. I just, with some of that stuff, we had these two from yesterday, so I'm going to move on. So MBS is going to be at the White House. We have audio. Well, we're going to talk about Trump lashing out at a reporter, and everybody's trying to get upset over that as well. Also, WhatsApp has a security flaw that exposes 3.5 billion phone numbers. A simple WhatsApp. I don't use WhatsApp. I only use WhatsApp when I'm like traveling overseas, and if I'm trying to like plan something. So literally the only time I've ever used it, because everybody over there in Europe uses WhatsApp. But they said that 3.5 billion phone numbers were exposed. Apparently, it was like their biggest ever like security flaw, their security breach there. So let's see here. Also, a wife of an astronaut pled guilty to falsely alleging a crime in space. Summer Warden lied to federal agents when she accused her spouse of illegally accessing her bank account from space. So she faces up to 5 years in prison and a $500,000 fine. Fine for that. She's an intelligence officer in the Air Force. And from the article from the New York Times, it sounds like her spouse is a woman, so it seems like they're lesbians. But she said that the other lady accessed her bank account from space, like illegally. Like that's pretty hardcore. I'm just saying, that's a very interesting spat. We've got more on the way. Stick with us. Coming up, it's the folks over at Preborn, great organization that meets women in the gap, women that are facing unplanned pregnancies. And a lot of, you know, it's a very frightening moment for a lot of women who are facing unplanned pregnancies because society tells them they can't do it. That's the whole big thing from the left. Preborn, though, they don't mess with that. They meet women where they are. And thanks to generous listeners, they provide immediate support, maternity clothes, diapers, counseling, much more. They introduce them to their babies through an ultrasound that only costs, by the way, $28. And you know that an ultrasound, when a woman hears her baby's heartbeat for the first time, it doubles the baby's chance at life. And $28 provides a free ultrasound. You can even donate in a big way to save lives. $15,000 puts one of those ultrasound machines in a needy women's clinic. Preborn, though, they partner with these women for the first 2 years of the women's lives, making sure they get off on the right foot, solid foundation. And since 2007, they've saved nearly 500,000 babies. That's amazing. What a legacy. So this holiday season, don't let another life be lost. Be the hope for mothers and babies and say yes to life today. To donate securely, dial #250 and say the word baby or visit preborn.com/Dana. Every gift is tax deductible and impacts eternity. That's dial #250, say the word baby or preborn.
This is Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
JBL Tour Pro 3 earbuds are for those who don't conform to the standard.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to get into some touchscreen technology, how about the smart charging case, clear sound? These are not standard things. You're only going to get them with the JBL Tour Pro 3, baby.
And I love the sound of JBL when it goes, boom, boom. These earbuds are packed with innovation because you can't stand out by following others.
Touchscreen smart charging case for one-touch control, instant EQ customization, true adaptive noise canceling, and the one-of-a-kind audio transmitter, which can plug and play with everything from game consoles to in-flight entertainment.
The audio transmitter also allows for JBL Spatial 360 sound that takes any audio and turns it into a 360 immersive experience.
What more could you want? First doesn't follow. Grab a pair at JBL.com.
'Tis the season of giving, and OneBlood wants to give you a $25 e-gift card. You heard that right. All you have to do is donate blood at a OneBlood donor center or at select Big Red Bus blood drives, and that $25 e-gift card is yours. But don't wait, because this offer is only available November 16th through the 30th. This holiday season, give the gift of life. Visit oneblood.org/holiday to find a location and share your power to save lives.
.com/Dana. So we are listening into this press conference that they're having right now in the Oval Office with Mohammed bin Salman, who's the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia, and our own president. We're listening live because I want to know what's being said too, so we can talk about it. So it's in progress. We're joining it right now.
It's your attitude. I think you are a terrible reporter. It's the way you ask these questions. You start off with a man who's highly respected, asking him a horrible, insubordinate and just a terrible question. And you could even ask that same exact question nicely. You're all psyched. Or somebody psyched you over at ABC. They're going to psych it. You're a terrible person and a terrible reporter. As far as the Epstein files is, I have nothing to do with Jeffrey Epstein. I threw him out of my club many years ago because I thought he was a sick pervert. But I guess I turned out to be right. But you know who does have? Bill Clinton, Larry Summers, who ran Harvard, was with him every single night, every single weekend. They lived together. They went to his island many times. I never did. Andrew Weissman, I hear. All these guys were friends of his. You don't even talk about those people. You just keep going on the Epstein files. And what the Epstein is a Democrat hoax to try and get me not to be able to talk about the $21 trillion that I talked about today. It's a hoax. Now, I just got a little report, and I put it in my pocket, of all the money that he's given to Democrats. He gave me none, zero, no money to me. But he gave money to Democrats. And people are wise to your hoax, and ABC's is your company, your crappy company, is one of the perpetrators. And I'll tell you something.
So why not just sign it now?
I think the license should be taken away from ABC, because your news is so fake and it's so wrong. And we have a great commissioner, the chairman, who should look at that, because I think when you come in and when you're 97% negative to Trump, and then Trump wins the election in a landslide, that means obviously your news is not credible, and you're not credible as a reporter. So I've answered your question. You should go and look at the Democrats who received money from Epstein, who spent their time. Larry Summers was with him all the time. That creep of the fund guy was with him all the time. What's his name?
Reid Hoffman.
I don't know Reid Hoffman, but I know he spends a lot of money on the radical left. Reid Hoffman, in my opinion, should be under investigation. He's a sleazebag. And those are the people, but they don't get any press, they don't get any news, and you're not after the radical left because you're a radical left network. But I think the way you ask a question with the anger and the meanness is terrible. You got to go back and learn how to be a reporter.
What a very fascinating, interesting press conference. And as you can tell, Trump was livid over the ABC reporter. I have something I'm working on. I'll send this out later today so you understand this whole Jamal Khashoggi thing, because it's always brought up in the context of referring to anybody, you know, talking about Saudi Arabia, talking about MBS, etc. Jamal Khashoggi was this sanctified Washington Post reporter. He was just reporting on journalism, Kane. That's all we hear over and over again, right? Yeah. And it's not entirely true. So let's be honest about it. So Khashoggi was a Saudi citizen. He was a legal resident in the United States, but he was a Saudi citizen. And he wasn't a reporter. I mean, I don't consider activists who sometimes dabble in journalism, and I use that in air quotes, to be reporters, right? Like, do you consider Jim Acosta to be a reporter? He is, and I can't believe I'm saying this, more of a reporter than Jamal Khashoggi was. Jamal Khashoggi was a Muslim Brotherhood member and sympathizer. He was an Islamist activist. He was financed by the Qataris and Iran. and he was all about the political Islamism that UAE and Saudi Arabia loathe, that Iran is all about, that Hezbollah is all about, that Hamas is all about, etc. So he wasn't this, like, you know, doe-eyed journalist the way that they're making it out to be. And this is important to understand what happened. Knowing this is important in understanding what happened. Now, you remember Jamal Khashoggi, he was in Istanbul and he went to a Saudi embassy in Istanbul where it said that Saudi agents basically representing the crown family took care of him. Apparently, there was a bone saw involved. I mean, it's some pretty grisly stuff. Also, but he sort of knew this. He was at the consulate in Istanbul. Apparently, as the story goes, he was dismembered and disposed of. Nobody's sitting here saying you should use a bone saw and cut people up. What we're saying is that's kind of the consequence of being an Islamist activist in Saudi Arabia. You know certain things. It's not saying that you are deserving of it. It is saying that you know what's happening. This guy was a radical leftist. Jamal Khashoggi was that's why all the left loves defending him. He was a radical Islamist leftist. He publicly mourned the death of bin Laden. All right? He called him a nickname. He had his own nickname for him. They didn't call him bin Laden like everybody else does. I can't remember what his name, but he had a nickname for him. He was very critical of the Saudi royal family. Some of the speculation is that he was very critical of MBS because MBS is not an Islamist. Everybody's opinions about Saudi Arabia vary, but one thing that you should be able to acknowledge is that the Saudi Arabia now is not the Saudi Arabia 15 years ago. I mean, 15 years ago, 20 years ago, women weren't even allowed to drive. Now women can drive and they are opening up and they are becoming more capitalist. And some people say, oh, well, they're sandwashing their offenses away. Or maybe esports and, you know, World Cup and everything else is washing them. I mean, who knows? But the point is that they're using Jamal Khashoggi as like some, they're acting like he's some sacrificial lamb, that he was an activist, a very far left activist. He was supportive of the Muslim Brotherhood. He wrote pieces in support of Islamism. He was critical of those who were critical of Islamism. That to me does not sound like an ally. That sounds like somebody we would oppose here in the United States vociferously. And I noticed that when this ABC reporter was asking the questions of this, at no point did that come up. At no point did she also add, oh, you know, yes, he was a rabid Islamist. I mean, even his own family, the New York Times has a piece. They were trying to sugarcoat his associations. And the New York Times even had to mention that, yes, his personal leanings were in favor of Muslim Brotherhood. In fact, their phrase was Muslim Brotherhood style political Islam. That's terrorism. Muslim Brotherhood is designated as a terrorist group by the United States. Egypt banned them. And it wasn't until Hillary Clinton went over to Egypt and tried to formalize the reintroduction of Muslim Brotherhood back in Egypt, remember that whole nightmare, that blew up and then they were banned again. So that was during the Green Revolution and everything. They tried to say, well, you know, it was somewhat ambiguous. I mean, there's photos of him clutching a, you know, full auto out in the desert. I mean, come on. This guy was an activist who moonlighted as a journalist, as a way of, to me, it was like a veneer of defense. And a lot of people here do that. They pretend to be journalists when really they're activists. And when you criticize the blurring of the lines, they pretend that they're not activists and say, well, how dare you attack the free press? Well, you're not acting like a member of the free press. You're not free of your own personal biases. You're not writing pieces that are free of influence for the public to make up their mind. You're clearly trying to program them through narrative. And that's what Jamal Khashoggi did. So this idea that we're supposed to, pick up a torch and pitchfork for a guy who was a Muslim Brotherhood bin Laden mourning Islamist? Please. You don't have to pick between safe storage or quick access if you're a firearm owner. The folks at Stopbox Pro give you both. The Stopbox Pro keeps your weapon accessible to you for when you need it and inaccessible to everyone else. Stopbox Pro uses push-button mechanical lock. No keys, no batteries, no electronics, and you can count on it to work every time. With 81 possible combinations, you can easily set it and keep it secure. And it fits most full-size handguns. It's also TSA compliant, so I can take it with me if I travel. The Stopbox Pro is lightweight, durable, and made in the USA in a family-owned facility in Spokane, Washington. It is perfect for home, your vehicle, travel, or even gifting to someone who values peace of mind. With the holidays coming up, it's a great time to give the gift of security, and you don't want to miss this deal. So for a limited time, all of you out there, all my listeners, get 10% off, plus buy one and get one free with code DANA10 at StopboxUSA.com. So there's like one for your car, one for the house. Code DANA10 for 10% off, plus buy one, get one free at StopboxUSA.com. That's StopboxUSA.com, code DANA10.
This is Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
JBL Tour Pro 3 earbuds are for those who don't conform to the standard.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to get into some touchscreen technology, how about the smart charging case, clear sound? These are not standard things. You're only going to get them with the JBL Tour Pro 3, baby.
And I love the sound of JBL when it goes, boom, boom. These earbuds are packed with innovation because you can't stand out by following others.
Touchscreen smart charging case for one-touch control, instant EQ customization, true adaptive noise canceling, and the one-of-a-kind audio transmitter, which can plug and play with everything from game consoles to in-flight entertainment.
The audio transmitter also allows for JBL Spatial 360 sound that takes any audio and turns it into a 360 immersive experience.
What more could you want? First doesn't follow. Grab a pair at JBL.com.
Tis the season of giving, and OneBlood wants to give you a $25 e-gift card. You heard that right. All you have to do is donate blood at a OneBlood donor center or at select Big Red Bus blood drives, and that $25 e-gift card is yours. But don't wait, because this offer is only available November 16th through the 30th. This holiday season, give the gift of life. Visit OneBlood.org/holiday to find a location and share your power to save lives.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
All right, so first up, dogs apparently, now they're trying to say there's new neurodiversity in pets. Seriously. Kane, your expression. You don't believe in autistic dogs?
No, I believe in medications that alter dogs' health. Yeah,
yes,
I do.
I mean, I'm reading a whole story that makes me want to throw myself off my roof and just end the planet, where people are like, I think my dog has ADHD. I think you need to have a life, is what I think some of you people need. An AI podcasting machine is churning out 3,000 episodes a week. It is an oversaturated field. Quality matters. There are apparently 175,000 AI-generated podcast episodes. And 3,000 episodes a week, like pollen trackers to cultural stuff to, you know, politics, all of it.
It's intentional.
It is intentional. Where do you think this is all going to go? At some point, people are just going to be over.
It's going, just like you said, to saturate the market so that everybody is equally in value or not valued.
Yeah. See, if everyone's special, then no one is. That's like from The Incredibles. Artificial Christmas trees are dominating U.S. holiday decorating. Fake is winning. Well, you know why? Because some of us grew up watching National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation on repeat with our families, and we see what happens when you bring wildlife's home inside. And also, they're just a lot of upkeep, and they get needles everywhere, and it's just, we're lazy. And it's a pagan part of this amazing Christian tradition. You can say it's not. I put up a tree, but let's be real. So, I don't know. I really don't care. Do what you're going to do, right? And 13 were injured after a demolition derby car hit a crowd in Australia. Well, at least it wasn't like a snake or a spider that killed someone. We got Scott Jennings next. Stick with us. So, if you're hunting for that perfect holiday gift, the one that actually, you know, means something and that people will actually use, you have to check out Cove Pure. It's not just some gadget. It's a countertop water purifier that gives you clean, pure, great tasting water instantly with just the push of a button. There's no filter pitchers. There's no waiting around, none of it. And you can even pick your water temperature, hot, cold, or warm. And that thing heats up so fast. You're going to be shocked at how fast it heats the water. And the size presets, I mean, it's a hydration game changer. You're going to be hitting that 16-ounce button 4 and 5 times a day and stay hydrated without even thinking about it. So Cove Pure is lab certified to remove up to 99.9% of contaminants, PFAS, lead, fluoride, all of the stuff that you don't want in your water. It's the real deal. So if you want a holiday gift, like I said, that's both practical and healthy, check out Cove Pure at CovePure.com/Dana for a $250 holiday discount. You can save $250 only at CovePure.com/DANA. Hurry before the sale ends.
This is Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
JBL Tour Pro 3 earbuds are for those who don't conform to the standard.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to get into some touchscreen technology, how about the smart charging case, clear sound? These are not standard things. You're only going to get them with the JBL Tour Pro 3, baby.
And I love the sound of JBL when it goes, boom, boo. These earbuds are packed with innovation because you can't stand out by following others.
Touchscreen smart charging case for one-touch control, instant EQ customization, true adaptive noise canceling, and the one-of-a-kind audio transmitter, which can plug and play with everything from game consoles to in-flight entertainment.
The audio transmitter also allows for JBL Spatial 360 sound that takes any audio and turns it into a 360 immersive experience.
What more could you want? First doesn't follow. Grab a pair at JBL.com.
Tis the season of giving, and OneBlood wants to give you a $25 e-gift card. You heard that right. All you have to do is donate blood at a OneBlood donor center or at select Big Red Bus blood drives, and that $25 e-gift card is yours. But don't wait, because this offer is only available November 16th through the 30th. This holiday season, give the gift of life. Visit OneBlood.org/holiday to find a location and share your power to save lives.
Brighten up your timely news consumption with a Dana Show podcast, where every update comes with a little dash of not so serious on YouTube, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Goodness. Welcome back to the program. Dana Lash with you. You can listen coast to coast terrestrially. We're all over these United States and also digitally as well. Channel 347 DirecTV joining us now. He's got a brand new book out. And I actually just saw that he was in, I think, the Oval Office yesterday with POTUS signing it. The book is The Revolution of Common Sense, which we need. How Donald Trump Stormed Washington and Fought for Western Civilization. What a great title, especially after watching that press conference. The author, CNN contributor, host of the Scott Jennings radio show, Scott Jennings. He joins us now via video. Scott, it's such a pleasure. We've never like formally met, but now we kind of have. So congrats on the book.
Nothing like a first conversation to be done in front of thousands of people, Dana. Thank you for
of course, you know, the American way. I got to ask you, especially considering, you know, the content and the focus of your book, I wanted to get your reaction to that press conference, because it is not easy. You're balancing MBS, the Saudis that you're trying to make amenable to the Abraham Accords. You're pushing out, you know, the Islamism of Qatar and Iran. You have UAE, you have Saudi Arabia. Then you're also balancing, you know, your ally Israel. You're dealing with a super hostile press who's trying to make, you know, this Muslim Brotherhood supporting jihadists to be like this everyday journalist. It was very interesting. I thought Trump handled it very well. And I think it marks like another new beginning for relations with the Middle East. And I wanted to get your thoughts on all this. I know you talk about it quite a bit.
Absolutely. Well, what the president is trying to do is nothing short of miraculous, and that's forge a real peace in the Middle East like we've never seen before. He's already started. He got the living hostages back from Gaza, which was a miracle and worthy of the Nobel Peace Prize. He got all the Arab states to join in his peace plan for Gaza, which, by the way, passed unanimously at the United Nations Security Council yesterday. And now he wants Saudi Arabia to join the Abraham Accords, which, if they join, that opens the floodgates for all the other Arab states to join, and that'll bind everybody in the region together economically and from a perspective of their own security. So he's juggling some really large issues. And then he has the press come along in the Oval Office today and try to throw all sorts of sand in the gears of this. And he kept focused on what's important, and that's lasting peace in the Middle East. He needs the Saudis to continue to buy into the economic partnership with the United States, which they have, announcing a $1 trillion investment, a defense partnership with the United States. We're selling them F-35s now. And this long-term Abraham Accords economic and security relationship that'll bind the region together. This is all Trump's idea. This is all his legacy in the Middle East. And as you heard, he's going to stay focused on that, not let the press try to divide us from, you know, an important ally in the region, which is Saudi Arabia.
Yeah. And I the just the snide tone that the reporter had, and I thought he played it off very well. And, you know, you bring up with the Abraham Accords and the reshaping of the Middle East and what that power dynamic looks like. I don't know that I don't think any other president has had that kind of impact in the Middle East as Trump has.
No. Look, a lot of presidents have made promises to Israel and never kept them. This president did. A lot of other presidents have said they wanted peace in the Middle East, and they have meetings and they have summits, and then, you know, nothing ever happens. We go back to fighting. Iran develops a nuclear weapon. You know, Hamas flourishes. Only President Trump worked with our ally, Israel, to defeat Iran and to defeat Iran's terror proxies and to prep the region for long-term peace. He did not put American soldiers in harm's way, but he did engage at the exact right time to get us into a situation where we are today, which is Israel's in a strong position and Iran is in a weak position. Look, that's good for the whole world. If you believe in Western civilization, having Iran on the way down and Israel and its Arab partners who want peace and security in the Middle East on the way up, that's a good thing. Yeah. Trump maneuvered all of this. And it's not just to the benefit of Israel, it's to the benefit of the United States and I think the whole world.
Yeah, we're talking to Scott Jennings, whose new book, Revolution of Common Sense, How Donald Trump Stormed Washington and Fought for Western Civilization, which is out today. One quick thing, and then I'm going to ask you about the Epstein stuff, all of the drama with Democrats. One quick thing that POTUS mentioned, too, that I thought was really sharp. And when he was visiting Saudi Arabia spring, and they had that huge rollout for him and, you know, this great reception. And he was speaking at one of the business events over there, and he talked about rolling back these sanctions on Syria, and MBS stood up and applauded, and all these other Arab leaders did. And then, Scott, I know you remember after that, when we had the joint strikes with Israel and Iran, Syria closed their airspace, like something we have never seen before. This partner previously of Iran decided, nope, no more. And I know that they have a new leader, and I know he comes from a background of brutality, but that is a different area. It's not the United States. It's geopolitics. I thought that, and Trump brought that back up again. And I was hoping sort of that more of the reporters there, Scott, would kind of like come back to that, because that was major. That was so huge when that happened. I mean, talking about redefining that entire area. Just your last quick thought on that before I get into the Epstein stuff.
Well, in the Middle East, you got to play the hand you're dealt. And the hand we're dealt in Syria right now is a better hand than we had. And yes, I agree with you. The new president of Syria has a shady background. I mean, we had a $10 million bounty on this guy's head at one point. Sorry, we got some sound going on in here. But
no, you're fine.
But
no, you're fine.
Yeah, but the point is, we now have somebody who wants to work with us on peace. Yeah. Before we didn't have that, separating Iran from its former allies, that was strategically a great thing.
Yeah, I saw a video of you earlier where you deconstructed the narrative that has been coming from the press about the Epstein story and how it really is such a major distraction. Correct me if I'm wrong, Scott, but I would just think if ever there was anything to come out about Trump with this, wouldn't they have done it before the guy became president? Like, why would you wait until after he becomes president?
Totally.
That doesn't make any sense.
Totally. Look, if there was something to know about Donald Trump, we'd know it. That's number one. Number two, I'll tell you what we're finding out. There's something to be known about Democrats. I mean, look, Larry Summers, the former president of Harvard, Bill Clinton's Treasury Secretary, is soliciting dating advice from Epstein. That's number one. Stacey Plaskett, a member of the Democratic House Conference, getting programmed by Epstein after he was a convicted sex trafficker. She's getting text messages from him. Say this, say this. These are Democrats. This has nothing to do with Donald Trump. So the Democrats want to try to tie up Donald Trump with this story. They may be careful what they wish for here, because I think a lot more Democrats had a lot more to do with Epstein than Donald Trump ever did. There's not a shred of evidence Donald Trump ever knew anything or did anything untoward or unethical or worse. That's what the Democrat narrative is. But I think it's going to blow up in their face. If you're objective and you look at what we know right now, a lot more Democrats had ties to Epstein than Donald Trump ever did.
Exactly. And it seemed to me, just from looking at some of the earlier materials, it sounded like he was a whistleblower. on Epstein. Like, yes. He banned him from Mar-a-Lago, and he was the one who told the FBI, this guy's a skis.
Totally. He excommunicated Jeffrey Epstein from Mar-a-Lago and from his life. Howard Lutnick, who is the Commerce Secretary, he did a podcast the other day talking about how he one time went to Jeffrey Epstein's apartment. They were neighbors, and he looked around and he walked out and he said, I'm never coming back here again. All of the Trump people knew and got rid of Epstein out of their life. It was the Democrats, after Epstein was convicted, who continued to communicate with him, take instructions from him, work with him. And basically, it was all in service of hating Donald Trump, because they hate Donald Trump that much. They decided to align themselves with a convicted sex trafficker in the hopes of somehow trying to take Donald Trump down. Well, they never did. They never did take him down, but I think they're going to have a lot of mud on themselves when all is said and done here. I cannot believe this Stacey Plaskett business is not a bigger story. She's getting instructions from Epstein about what to say in a congressional hearing and then just reading it off her phone? Yeah. That's crazy. Yeah.
And not a single concern from the press. That didn't come up in that White House presser. Last question for you. You talked about Marjorie Taylor Greene. We were talking about some of the people who have been critical of Trump. I'm worried that there are some who are going to try to do these like soft broadsides against POTUS as he gets closer and closer towards the end of his second term. And I'm kind of wondering if that's not what some of this is. I've seen Marjorie Taylor Greene referred to as Marjorie Cheney Greene, which, you know, kind of funny. But I wanted to get your thoughts on this, because I'm trying to figure out why she's so upset with him, other than the fact that he won't endorse her for the Senate race.
Look, I met with the president in the Oval Office yesterday. I gave him a copy of my book, by the way, and signed one for him, and he signed one for me, and that was fun. But we talked about Marjorie Taylor Greene, and bottom line is, back in the summer, she wanted to run for statewide office in Georgia. He heard about it. He saw a poll. He sent her the poll. The poll said she was going to get humiliated. She was down 20 points to John Ossoff. He didn't hurt her publicly. He did it discreetly. He did it privately, but he was giving her information. He was trying to do her a favor. And since that moment, she has opposed him on the Middle East. She opposed him on taking out the Iran nukes. She's opposed him on deportation. She's gone on The View and attacked Donald Trump. I mean, she is following the well-worn path. And you know the rule, Dana. The easiest way to get on television in Washington, D.C. as a Republican is to crap on Trump and crap on your own party. And that's what Marjorie Taylor Greene is doing right now after he has made her. She's nothing without Donald Trump. All because he tried to do her a favor and save her and the Republican Party from a humiliation in Georgia. That's it. She's become a policy and a political opponent of the president. And it's sad, and I wish she wouldn't. But, of course, we've seen a lot of Republicans do that over the years.
We have. The book is, this is a great, especially for all the news today, A Revolution of Common Sense. You're looking at the entire revolt against, I mean, really the swamp, everything happening in D.C. I mean, you looked at deregulation, you looked at everything in this. And I think it's great to have not enough people spike the football. And you wrote a book where you did it. So that's amazing. We needed to do that.
Well, the president used that phrase in his inaugural address in January. And I thought, boy, that'd make a great title for a book. I met with him in February. He decided to cooperate. I spent time with him, Marco Rubio, Scott Bessent. Elon Musk has some eye-popping quotes in this thing. You know, it's interesting. I've been planning my book tour. You know, there's a few places in America where you call and say, hey, we need to facilitate the purchase of a couple of hundred books for an event. Will you help us? And they won't do it. And, you know, I hear liberals complain about book bans all the time. We've run into more than a handful of bookstores out there in some places that would not stock the Scott Jennings Donald Trump book. And so just know that some of the left out there, they don't want the truth out there. And the truth is, Donald Trump hit Washington before it got out of bed. 200 executive orders on day one, passed the Big Beautiful Bill, 8 peace agreements around the world. He's having an amazing presidency. They're trying to tie him down on this Epstein garbage, but the guy's fulfilling the promises that he ran and won on last November.
There you go. Scott Jennings, A Revolution of Common Sense. Enjoy watching you on CNN. You're the only person I will watch on CNN. Just saying that, you're very entertaining. You do such a great job representing our values. So we appreciate what you do. Congrats on the books and good to see you. I'd love to have you back.
Thanks, Dana. See you later.
We have more to come, folks, as we wrap up this second hour. Third hour is on the way, and we'll bring you all the latest as we move our partners, because we're capitalists that bring you the program. It's our friends over at AMO Squared. I wish I would have thought of this business idea. I just sounded like Trump unintentionally there. Kane, I wish I would have thought of this business idea with AMO Squared. It would have been great. See, with AMO Squared, you guys remember all of the panic buying of 2020? You couldn't get anything. Like, you thought the toilet paper stuff was bad. If you were looking for ammo, good luck. A lot of people were very regretful that they had not, saved some ammo. Ammo Square, though, is a way around that forever. It's America's ammunition reserve. It's a worry-free solution to collect and curate ammo. Oh, I like that. It's a curation of ammo. For the future, you avoid getting caught empty-handed. You can choose from over 70 calibers. You set your budget, and then you let Ammo Squared curate your supply automatically. So you set it, you forget it, you ship it when you need it. They have a secure, climate-controlled facility. It'll keep your ammo fresh and safe until you decide to get it delivered. There's no minimums either. Also, no hidden fees, and you get free shipping on orders over $250. It is great for trying out new calibers, topping off your training round, staying ready for whatever comes next. Visit AmmoSquared.com and secure your ammo supply for the future. Don't run out when it counts. Stock up before training, restock after to stay ready. That's AmmoSquared.com. Tell them that Dana sent you.
This is Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
JBL Tour Pro 3 earbuds are for those who don't conform to the standard.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to get into some touchscreen technology, how about the smart charging case, clear sound? These are not standard things. You're only going to get them with the JBL Tour Pro 3, baby.
And I love the sound of JBL when it goes, boom, boo. These earbuds are packed with innovation because you can't stand out by following others.
Touchscreen smart charging case for one-touch control, instant EQ customization, true adaptive noise canceling, and the one-of-a-kind audio transmitter, which can plug and play with everything from game consoles to in-flight entertainment.
The audio transmitter also allows for JBL Spatial 360 sound that takes any audio and turns it into a 360 immersive experience.
What more could you want? First doesn't follow. Grab a pair at JBL.com.
Tis the season of giving, and OneBlood wants to give you a $25 e-gift card. You heard that right. All you have to do is donate blood at a OneBlood donor center or at select Big Red Bus blood drives, and that $25 e-gift card is yours. But don't wait, because this offer is only available November 16th through the 30th. This holiday season, give the gift of life. Visit OneBlood.org/holiday to find a location and share your power to save lives.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
I had to take a screenshot of the drunk guy in the story and drop it in Slack before I could do anything. So Christopher Johnson, he's 44 years old. Florida man was caught driving into oncoming highway traffic, according to a video. He faces charges of DUI, DWLS. I don't know what that one is, but probably driving while literally stupid. I don't know. He was taken into custody. He was seen driving straight up into oncoming traffic. Lady Lake Police. Police got a ton of calls about a red Ford car swerving, crossing lanes, almost striking a ton of other cars. Yeah. He couldn't even stand on his own. Officers saw tons of open containers, that's many of which still had alcohol. It's like he didn't even finish his drink. It's like, that bothers me. Like, finish one drink before you open another. But that's the least of these concerns right now. But he wasn't able to stand without help. You want to know what his blood alcohol, what his breath sample was?
Oh, boy.
0.245.
Oh, man. That's three times.
That's insane.
The legal limit.
And one officer asked him to keep his eyes on the officer's finger. They were doing the sobriety check. And Johnson goes, this is where I've always had a problem. It's actually hard to follow. And the officer says, okay, well, we do believe you're impaired. And then he said, well, I had a couple drinks earlier in the night. And he had all these prior convictions for DUI. Oh, also suspended license. Yeah, so he got in big time trouble, but apparently he was driving like if you put a toddler behind the wheel of a car and gave him a pixie stick and just let him go. That's apparently what this guy was driving like. Can't even imagine. It's insane. Let's see. Oh my gosh, how do you lead people on a 36-hour foot chase in the swamp? That is what happened. A 37-year-old man in Florida was arrested after a 36-hour chase. 36-hour. Now, WFLA said several. Sorry, sirs. It was 36 hours in the Gator's house. And I'm watching body cam video. Dudes, this is straight up like in the swamp. Like, they're not going to find you if you get lost out there. The 37-year-old man, Earl Dory, he fled in a stolen vehicle, ran over stop sticks, abandoned the vehicle, and then he ran off into the swamp. And then during the pursuit, deputies said he pointed a gun at them and then pointed it at his own head, threatening to harm himself. He has one sock, and that was it. Well, he had boxers, a sweatshirt, and he was wearing an sock. So they had a canine chase him down. Then they lost sight of him. Like, I don't know if this guy's like superhuman or what. They said he went into the swamp 36 hours. They finally got him. And Dory said he was thirsty and his legs hurt. So he got booked on aggravated assault on law enforcement, possession of weapon by convicted felon, fleeing. Oh, he had lots of meth. I know that's super surprising. So methed up.
Explains something.
Yeah, that explains a few things. Yeah. Let's see. A 79-year-old Florida man faked his own death and was arrested after 16 years on the run. He's a sex offender. That's why you just, you know, death penalty. Death penalty for that. We have more to come. Third hour on the way. The press is apoplectic because the Saudis are in D.C. Stick with us. So if you're all about common sense and keeping what's yours and you want to protect your money from Washington spending and crazy markets, you need to check out Noble Gold Investments. Gold and silver are not just some numbers on a screen or digital assets that can just disappear with a click. They're real, tangible things, and they've been trusted for thousands of years. So with a gold IRA, you can actually own physical gold and silver in a retirement account, tax deferred or even tax free. Noble Gold has been the top rated gold IRA company for 4 years running. They handle billions of precious metals for people just like you. And they've got a US-based team, real people, available 6 days a week. There's no hidden fees. There's no gimmicks. They walk you through everything and you even get a photo of your actual metals. So if there's some transparency. So right now, when you open a new account, they're going to send you a free 10-ounce silver flag bar plus a silver American Eagle proof coin. It's free. So just visit noblegoldinvestments.com/Dana. That's noblegoldinvestments.com/Dana. Protect what you've worked for.
This is Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
JBL Tour Pro 3 earbuds are for those who don't conform to the standard.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to get into some touchscreen technology, how about the smart charging case, clear sound? These are not standard things. You're only going to get them with the JBL Tour Pro 3, baby.
And I love the sound of JBL when it goes, boom, boo. These earbuds are packed with innovation because you can't stand out by following others.
Touchscreen smart charging case for one-touch control, instant EQ customization, true adaptive noise canceling, and the one-of-a-kind audio transmitter, which can plug and play with everything from game consoles to in-flight entertainment.
The audio transmitter also allows for JBL Spatial 360 sound that takes any audio and turns it into a 360 immersive experience.
What more could you want? First doesn't follow. Grab a pair at JBL.com.
Calling all sightseers and selfie takers. Welcome to Texas, where a day on our hiking trails will lead to a lifetime of memories. And family road trips become family legends. Where thrill seekers make a splash into spring-fed pools. And picky eaters will clean their plates. This is your invitation to visit Texas and see it for yourself. Visit TravelTexas.com and plan your family's trip today. Let's Texas.
But, you know, you have some strain on the right that says, oh, no, no, you know, illegal immigration is bad. Legal immigration, no matter what, is good. And wait a minute. Now, I'm not saying any of it's that it's all bad or what, but is bringing 10 million people from like Somalia and dumping them into Georgia, is that good because it's legal? I think you have to think critically about what are we doing with an immigration policy and is it benefiting the American people? Is it helping to promote a strong American culture? We should never bring people into this country who hate America.
So that is Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, and he's exactly right on that, by the way. I mean, he's, you know, questioning, why are we bringing, you know, why is this happening? Why are we dumping all of these people? I get that. And I think he's kind of touching on some of the Minneapolis stuff here. Welcome back to the program. Dana Lash with you. We're at the top of this third hour. The reason, you know, we bring this up is this insane story that is coming out of Charlotte, North Carolina. Their school system is, they said that they had admitted that over I mean, it's almost 21,000 students. It's like 20,900 some odd students were absent from school because they were scared of immigration enforcement. That's like 15% of the students enrolled. That's kind of crazy. That's 15% of the district's student body. It's an unofficial account from school officials. The historical average absent rate is about 7%. Now, that signals, I'm thinking, are people here illegally? I've got some questions about that. Is that because they're here illegally? That's a significant number. And we were talking about, you know, some of these numbers that were coming out of Minneapolis and fraud and things like that. These are Charlotte public schools. That's 15% of their enrollment. And wow, they said that 900,000 residents of those in Charlotte, North Carolina, well over 150,000 are people who are born, you know, in foreign countries and come here. I'm just curious, this was on CBS. DHS was looking at increasing their efforts to enforce immigration there. That is crazy. So that signals to me that you have 15% of students. If they're worried about ICE enforcement, I mean, that's their parents. That means to me that signals that they're here illegally, Kane.
Yeah.
Does that, I'm not jumping conclusions on this.
No, I mean, there may be a small amount that are just like, oh, I want to be an ally and an excuse to get out of school sort of thing. But yeah, you're right. The bulk of those are probably illegal.
That's insane. That means people are paying tax dollars to go. Oh my gosh. Yeah. We are being absolutely brutalized. I'm looking at this and I'm also looking, don't we have Governor Greg Abbott on tomorrow?
Yes, we do.
So one of the things I'm asking him as it relates to this, because all of this comes down to tax dollars too. I mean, think about it. If you have tons of people who are in the country illegally and they're in public schools, your tax dollars are going to that. I don't think my tax dollars should go to public schools at all. I'm telling you guys, that's why I'm saying Republicans have never been conservative enough for me. They haven't been. But do you know that in Texas, I saw this map, and I know that you have all seen it as well, circulating, showing the number of mosques that have opened in Texas. And then there was the Epic City, that story of, what would you say? It's like a Muslim development, but they're saying it's for everybody. But from what I understand, isn't part of like the fees for the HOA, the way that they have it in their materials, predicated upon going to the mosque as part of the HOA? And so a lot of people would probably not be supportive of that. It's like having an atheist or somebody who's not Christian move into a Christian neighborhood and have, I don't even know if that's, to me, that sounds questionably legal. We're going to talk to the governor about that tomorrow. But there has been tax dollars that has been going to some of these Islamic organizations. Got a lot of questions for that.
Well, what I got from the governor's office was that graph that people are noting, mm-hmm, is funds from federal programs and not state programs. And I know you mentioned HOAs, so there may be some HOA stuff.
Well, that was
there
as it relates to the Epic City part. So like to buy into some of these developments, like if you're buying a plot in some of these developments or tract of land.
Well, they specifically talked about the chatter regarding the Texas funds going to mosques specifically.
Right, right, right. Yeah, those are two different things. So yeah, if you're buying like a tract of land in one of these planned communities,
right,
then there was discussion as to HOA fees and if a percentage of that is diverted to the mosque separate from state or federal funding that goes towards some of these. And they were talking about this DHS grant program that was supposed to help like in risk of terror attack to secure buildings. And that's a federal program that's been in effect since like in the early months after 9/11. And mosques receive some of it. Synagogues receive it. Christian churches receive it. There's been a lot of discussion about Sharia spreading. Now, I will say this, and I know this story very well. So just to give you some backstory, the map that shows all this is where we live. We live in the center of all of it. And when I worked some years ago and I broadcast, I did a separate project with The Blaze that was in Irving, Texas. And the mayor at the time when I moved here, this was in like 2013, she's now a congressperson, Beth Van Dyne. She was the mayor. Now, she was already kind of in a fight with a lot of very, very politically Islamist factions in Irving. Now, a couple of years prior to that, there was an honor killing in Irving where a father murdered his two Muslim daughters for being too Westernized. I actually linked this I think it was on X. I think I linked this on X, but there was an honor killing in Irving, Yasir Saeed. And he went on the run. He became one of the most wanted fugitives. He killed his daughters, Amina and Sarah. This isn't the only time something like this has come up in Irving. So a couple of years later, here you have in Irving, you guys remember the story of the clock boy? All this is going to tie together. So the clock boy, if you remember, this was a kid who was in an Irving school. He brought a pencil case filled with wires. And the pictures that were shown online, that looked like a bomb. And he said he was creating a new clock. And I made fun of it in videos. I was like, look, here's the coffee bowl. Look, I reinvented the coffee cup. It's a bowl, you know. But he took the guts out of a clock, literally that, and shoved it into a pencil case and called it his new clock. And he took it to school and it freaked some of the other kids out. So they sent him to the principal's office and it turned into this whole thing. And the police showed up because, I mean, kids were saying it looked like a bomb. They have to take this stuff seriously in schools. So police show up. Well, clock boy's parents get involved and they're livid and they're calling for the police to be fired. Well, Beth Van Dyne was mayor at the time. I talked to her about it on my program, on this program, and she explained exactly what happened. I showed everyone the pictures of what it looked like. He didn't make a clock. He ripped a clock apart, took all of the workings of the clock out and shoved it in a pencil case for what? I don't know. He was supposed to be some sort of engineering marvel. That's how his parents presented it. How dare you? You're attacking him because he's Muslim. No, we're attacking him because the kids thought it was a bomb. He took it around school. It ticked. It's weird. You know, like he just destroyed a clock and put it legit in a pencil case. I'm not even making this up. That's exactly what it was. So they came after the police in that case. And yeah, you guys got the picture. I mean, that cane looks like not a clock. That is not a clock. Lorraine's got Lorraine, who is our living, breathing Google. It's not a clock. It legit looks not like a clock. It looks like a bomb. And it was like one of the fancy pencil cases too, where it has the, what am I thinking of? Like the foam padding and all that stuff. So anyway, Beth Van Dyne like had to fight for her police because all of these Islamic groups, CARE got involved. All of these Islamist groups got involved and they were coming for the police and they were trying to get these people fired. They were going after the school. They started going after her. She told them to pound sand and wouldn't move. Now, this is at the same time that they were proposing having a Sharia court. Now, there are two, I don't know what to call them, like mediation tribunals that are Sharia. It's not explicitly a Sharia court because it's a violation of law. We operate under American jurisprudence, not Islamic jurisprudence. So it's like if you have like a Christian mediator, the way that it's, so I get that, but still I don't like it. There's no representation for women in Sharia. That's end of. But bottom line is that this has been a problem in Irving for a very, very long time. And so we've been watching this like develop and there's always been some tension there. And now Beth Van Dyne is a member of Congress. And of course, those groups tried to stop her. CARE came after her again because they didn't like the clock boy stuff. So this has been a problem for quite some time. And, you know, since 2013, it's expanded, right? And Texas has the most expansion of this than any other. Now, How do you balance? This is the big question. Because our United States, we have an establishment clause, right? There isn't a religious test. There's not a religious test. This is something that the founders not only established, establishment clause. It's in the Federalist. It's also in the minutes of the Constitutional Convention and in the debates of the different amendments at the Constitutional Convention. However, they were very clear on citizenship. I mean, even James Madison thought that there ought to be, for the lack of a better way to put it, a quarantine period. If you're going to be bringing people into the United States, they need to at least have been a citizen for quite some time before they run for office. But there wasn't a religious test. However, I do think now, because this is, a lot of people view this as asymmetric warfare, and it's very difficult to disagree with that when you see some of the issues that a lot of these Islamist groups are promoting. And I do think that one of the downsides of Texas being so attractive to businesses is everybody's coming here and everybody's bringing all of their workers here. And Texas is a big H-1B state. So there's a lot of issues that are being raised about this. And quite frankly, people are nervous. It is nerve-wracking when, you know, I see, you know, Islamist groups make political demands and you know that they're trying to put roots down in your community. And these are not demands of, like, you know, a congregation. It is political Islam. It is a very different thing. We're going to talk more about this. We have headlines coming up, but this is all stuff that lawmakers in Texas are going to have to do. So it was like one of Rick Perry's greatest triumphs, being able to get all these businesses to come and add to the tax base in Texas. But then it's also a double-edged sword because look who everybody brought with them. We got an influx of Californians. I'm not even going to talk to you about the monstrosity that they call the California modern subdivisions, where every house looks like a different dentist office and there are no trees anywhere. It's like exactly what Tim Burton made fun of in Edward Scissorhands. If you look at the layout of the neighborhood there, that was literally like his cutting remark on the homogenous, you know, suburbia. Our partners over at Burnagun, I've told you guys, I believe in diversifying your weapons array. You're not able to carry all the time. I have no problem using lethal force. I tell you guys this every day. I have no problem using lethal force, but sometimes, you know, you're restricted because of local or municipal property restrictions. Or if you're a college kid, you know, you live on your own, you're going to school in a different town. You can carry a firearm full auto overseas in defense of your country, but not a 9mm here in defense of your life. So this is where Burnagun comes in. It shoots chemical irritant projectiles that can deter threats from up to 50 feet away. There's several models. I think it's, you know, I only see the point in talking about the SD and the CL because that serves the purpose that you're looking to serve, right? Self-defense. The CL compact launcher is super concealable. It's like the size of, like, roughly about the size of your phone. There's no recoil. It's super easy target acquisition. And when you compare this to stun guns have, what, maybe one or two rounds. This has a 15-round capacity per cartridge. It doesn't care about gun-free zone signs. That's the thing, right? You didn't care about that. You don't have to pay a tax stamp. There's no background checks. You order it online, it comes right to your door. And it's made right here in the US of A. It's Byrna. Check out their Black Friday and Cyber Monday sale. Get 15% off site wide. Biggest sale of the year. Visit Byrna.com. That's BYRNA.com. Ready when you are.
And now, all of the news you would probably...
This is Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
JBL Tour Pro 3 earbuds are for those who don't conform to the standard.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to get into some touchscreen technology, how about the smart charging case, clear sound? These are not standard things. You're only going to get them with the JBL Tour Pro 3, baby.
And I love the sound of JBL when it goes... Boom, boom. These earbuds are packed with innovation because you can't stand out by following others.
Touchscreen smart charging case for one-touch control, instant EQ customization, true adaptive noise canceling, and the one-of-a-kind audio transmitter, which can plug and play with everything from game consoles to in-flight entertainment.
The audio transmitter also allows for JBL Spatial 360 sound that takes any audio and turns it into a 360 immersive experience.
What more could you want? First doesn't follow. Grab a pair at JBL.com.
The world is buzzing with AI tools, but instead of making things easier, they've made things overwhelming. There's a better way. Meet Superhuman, the AI productivity suite that gives you superpowers so you can outsmart the work chaos. With Grammarly, Mail, and Coda working together, you get proactive help across your workflow, no matter how you work. Experience AI that meets you right where you are. Learn more at superhuman.com/podcast. That's superhuman.com/podcast.
We miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. The story is like a nightmare. This guy was trapped 20 feet underground in a liquid sewage pipe. Oh gosh, we're going to get through this story. It's K-I-R-O.
Of all the pipes to be stuck in.
It's a deep inside a sewage pipe at a construction site. Crews were called about 10 a.m. They had been working 20 feet underground, 300 feet into this pipe. When they reported feeling like they were running out of oxygen, then one of the workers had a medical emergency. They had to use a rope to drag him 290 feet out of the tunnel. And he was in critical condition. I think I would give up and blow it all up and just start over. Honestly, I'd be like, nope, it's just, you know what? It's going to be better for everyone if we just drop a hell bomb on it and then go from there and just rebuild. Let's just rebuild. Let's see. British Columbia wolves are using lines to pull up crab traps. That is actually, they are so smart. Oh, puppy nummies. They've captured footage. Footage has been captured of wild wolves in British Columbia pulling crab traps out of the sea by the lines to eat the bait inside. Oh my goodness, they're so smart. That's how you talk to dogs. Stop it. There was a report released in the scientific journal Ecology and Evolution, and they said they had cameras all on this beach at the Heiltsuk First Nation crab traps. They were working out what was repeatedly damaging them. They were trying to figure it out. And then they saw them. They were trying to control the invasive European green crab, and at first they thought that's what was doing it, but then they literally saw that it was the wolves doing it. And so they were emerging from the water with a buoy hanging from its mouth and dropping it on the beach, picking up the line, pulling it until the crab trap emerged from the water. That is amazing. Oh my goodness, free pets. Oh my goodness. Let me pop it. I think we meet you. Yeah. O.J. Simpson's estate agrees to pay $58 million to Ron Goldman's family. And... oh, let's see. 81 monkeys and meth was found in a car linked to a wildlife smuggling network. I'll save that one for tomorrow. Stick with us. For our partners that help bring you the program, it is the folks over at Relief Factor, 100% drug free. You guys are familiar with this. They would like for me to tell you about this guy whose name is Bob. He is 63 years old. With 40 years as a car painter and a body man, Bob could barely walk, and he could not make it up the stairs. By day 4 or 5, he felt the change, but after just 8 days on Relief Factor, he was 75% better and thoroughly impressed. As Bob shared, after just 8 days on Relief Factor, he felt 75% better. These kinds of transformations just can't be ignored. Relief Factor supports your body's natural inflammatory response. So that's what causes the aches and the soreness and the stiffness and discomfort if you're exercising or just daily activities. It's 100% drug-free, research-based formula created to support a healthy response to inflammation and decrease discomfort from exercise, aging, and everyday living. Try their 3-week quick start for just $19.95. It's only 95 cents a day, less than a cup of coffee. You don't have to wait. Visit relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Get your 3-week quick start today for just $19.95 and see if Relief Factor is right for you.
This is Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
JBL Tour Pro 3 earbuds are for those who don't conform to the standard.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to get into some touchscreen technology, how about the smart charging case, clear sound? These are not standard things. You're only going to get them with the JBL Tour Pro 3, baby.
And I love the sound of JBL when it goes, boom, boo. These earbuds are packed with innovation because you can't stand out by following others.
Touchscreen smart charging case for one-touch control, instant EQ customization, true adaptive noise canceling, and the one-of-a-kind audio transmitter, which can plug and play with everything from game consoles to in-flight entertainment.
The audio transmitter also allows for JBL Spatial 360 sound that takes any audio and turns it into a 360 immersive experience.
What more could you want? First doesn't follow. Grab a pair at JBL.com.
I've got Dan Morgan here on the pod. Say hi, Dan.
Hey, how's it going today?
It's going good, man. Tell us who you are and what you do.
I'm Dan Morgan. I'm an attorney and a managing partner at Morgan & Morgan, which is America's largest injury law firm.
That's pretty awesome. I think I saw a billboard of yours recently that said 20 billion won. 20 billion is an insane number.
Yeah, 20 billion recovered. It's actually, I think, somewhere north, probably closer to 22, 23 after this year. And each year we get bigger and badder and our army grows. So the number will hopefully keep getting bigger and bigger as time goes on.
Awesome. So how does someone get in contact with Morgan & Morgan? What would I do if I got into an accident?
Probably the easiest way is dialing pound law. That's pound 529 from your cell phone. We are always open. Our call center is always waiting to take your call. 24/7, 365.
Wow. Dan Morgan from Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. Thanks for coming by the show.
Thanks for having me.
Visit forthepeople.com for an office near you.
The Dana Show Podcast, your fast, funny, and informative news companion for those always on the move. Subscribe on YouTube, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A little bit of faith, no more. I feel like that right now. This is actually perfect, by the way. Perfect track. For those of you watching, you can't hear it because of licensing, but for those listening terrestrially, you can hear it. Welcome back to the program. I try not to get into a lot of them. Like these new people that get online and they're like, politics began the day I started my X account. And there have been people who, I feel like this one guy looks like the Timu Matt Walsh. I don't know who this guy is, Joel Webon. I don't even know. I don't want to say his name anymore because he's probably going to hyperventilate it. He's him getting 15 minutes. Gag me. But I cannot stand these tough dudes when they're just for men beards. And I like facial hair, but you know what I mean? You know, they're like manscaped to the point where you're questioning their sexuality. And they get up and they try to lecture you about Christianity while not living it themselves, right? Christians are imperfect, but I think if you're going to call yourself a pastor or try to be a shepherd, then you need to be less imperfect than the next person, you know, or at least make an effort to be. Anyway, I just ended up seeing this. It was a documentary. It's basically I don't know how to put this. I can't say that. I'm going through my mental Rolodex of how I want to describe it. And I can't describe it in any of the ways I was thinking, Kane, because it's none of them are appropriate for air. It's basically like some dudes sitting around and none of them have ever lifted weights and they're all talking about how they're just so hardcore and this is what Christian nationalism is. And they're talking about Christian nationalism. And I saw this from the Babylon Bee. One of the guys over there, Joel Berry, said if Christopher Guest, and you know Christopher Guest, he's the guy who did Best in Show. Oh my gosh, what's the one that he did that's the Spinal Tap? He did Spinal Tap, Best in Show, which was hysterical. And Barry said, if Christopher Guest wrote a mockumentary making fun of Christian nationalists, he couldn't write something funnier than this. Now, when I first saw this clip, and I really don't know who any of these people are, I thought it was satire. I am not kidding you. I thought, wow, somebody really clever is making fun of this like leftist identity politic movement within Christianity. And this is brilliant. I legitimately thought that Babylon Bee did it. And then that's why Joel tweeted it out. And I said, be real, you did this. And I actually kind of wasn't joking when I said that. And he was like, He's like, I did not do this. He didn't say it like that, but he's like, I did not do this. I'm like, this is real. And the way they talk is so pretentious and intellectually shallow. And I love making fun of people who try too hard. I'm just going to play it for you. It's like 20 seconds and it's the most cringe thing ever. Go ahead.
What do you see as the greatest threat to Christian nationalism as it's trying to make its roots?
Christians.
How so?
Christians are gay. Fake and gay, to be more precise. Christianity is a feminized religion.
To be more precise, they're fake and gay. To be more precise, words that one might say if you were Ron Burgundy and you were trying to sound intelligent and deep intellectually, to be precise, Kane, dear sir. What is up First off, the mixing on the audio of this, the film's mix, is heinous. Like, who did the audio for this film? Because they should be drugged behind a truck. Who did this? I say that rhetorically. But, like, who's like, yeah, let's play this, like bad, this bad acoustic underneath. And then you, what is up with the camera angle? You just have this one guy who's drowning in all this headroom. And he's like, so what? What do you think is the biggest threat to Christianity today? And then you have the Timu Walsh sitting over there. Well, to be precise, crosses legs. It's Christians, they're fake and gay, to be precise. That's so edgy.
Are those synonyms? So is gay fake? Or is fake?
I think he
gay?
Maybe misunderstood. He was, didn't ask you to describe yourself. He asked you what you thought to the greatest threat to Christianity was. I cannot believe that that is a clip. I laughed my head off. That is hysterical. You could not. And they're like wannabe Christian Nash. So if you want to know what Christian nationalist is, it's, I don't even think they know what it is. I feel like they are, they don't understand what trad is. They want to return to trad, but as I've written before on Substack, this trend about going trad is without God. So how is it trad? You know what I mean? It's like all about optics and clicks on Instagram. This was like, I felt like I was watching Naked Gun. I mean, there's so many, I can't even, Kane, that's literally, I can't tell you how many times I've laughed my head off at this. What is it? What's the greatest threat? Who's directing this? Can we get some more headroom on this guy? I just want to feel like I can. I just don't want to see his chin. I want his chin to be at the bottom of the screen for the viewers.
Like he's resting his chin.
He's resting his chin on the cut of the camera. Oh my gosh. Well, it's fake and gay, to be precise. Precisely speaking, of course. Precise. That was probably the chef's kiss of it. 20 seconds, and that's all I needed, man. All I needed was that. I didn't even know that they were doing. I mean, it just goes to show you, a fool will part with his money easily. I didn't even know that they were doing a thing on this. Did you?
If you were to play that for me and not say anything, I would have for sure thought that was the Babylon Bee.
I actually thought it was.
Without a doubt. I would have been, no, I would have, like, gobs of money I would have bet that. That was the Babylon Bee.
Oh my gosh. And then you've got, I don't know. I don't know who the interviewer was. I don't want to know. I don't want to know who any of these people are. I really don't. But I'm just like, sounds like that's not a pastor. I've noticed that there are a lot of pastors who are trying to flex in the most unchristian ways. And they're going all in on the national, I don't know what Christian nationalism is. I don't even know. I think that's like saying that, no, I'm a democratic socialist. It's like sprinkling glitter on a turd, you know, like, I'm a democratic socialist. Like, what do you mean Christian nationalist? What is that? I mean, you're a Christian. You're a member of the kingdom. Quit trying to hyphenate it. Quit trying to put all this other stuff on it. Listen to what Paul said in the gospel. Stop doing all this stuff. You know, just follow Jesus and quit trying to clout chase for the love. To be precise, Cain. It's fake and gay. Do you see what I thought? It's like the Timu version of...
Yeah.
It's like where it's like there's an insufferable, you know, influencer factory out there cranking out the same dude.
Just, the answer to the question just is hilarious. The fake and precise. Gay stuff made me laugh, but... So the biggest
him taking himself so seriously.
It's like, what's the biggest threat to the barred owl?
Well, it's...
The barred owl.
The barred owl is... It's fake and gay. What is the... what's the biggest threat to American baseball? Baseball players. They're fake and gay, to be precise.
And scene.
Oh, my gosh. I feel like that guy gets high on his own farts. He, like, Dutch ovens himself just for the joy of it. Just... It's true. You know I'm right. I mean, I could not. Oh, I am made of jokes. Okay, let's see. We got to move. Because it's funny. And I just, that's the insufferability that exists out there. I don't know. But that's, there it is. So in addition to this, I got other audio I want to get to. Ooh, I feel like we need to save that, though, for posterity. Just save that cut. Just, you know. We also have, oh, so here is, we were talking a little earlier with Scott Jennings about Mamdani in New York. And now there is, where's this lady at? She's going for a Queens assembly seat. So she's, they're going to put her on, like, you know, the neighborhood assembly. This Gazan activist, Aber Kawas is her name. This is cut 25. This is who is going to be another person in government in New York. Listen.
And so, like, and finding that, like, you know, the system of capitalism and racism and white supremacy, et cetera, have all, and Islamophobia have all been used, you know, to colonize lands, right, to take resources from other people. And so this is like a long trajectory. And we're just seeing the manifestations of that continuation, right, with 9/11. And so a lot of times when people are asking us to respond about, you know, attack, right, when if you look back, like, historically, right, you know, a lot of us come from lands that were colonized, lands where wars are being waged, right, and a lot of times because of U.S. policy or the policies in Europe. And so I find that we can connect over that, but then also that the idea that we have to apologize for, like, a terror attack that, like, a couple of people did, and then there is
a couple
apologies or reparations for genocides and for slavery, et cetera, is something
I love when people say, et cetera, to be precise. What? So she got Nepo baby, Mamdani, endorsed her for a New York State Assembly seat in Queens. And she says that 9/11 is America's fault because of our system of capitalism, racism. Then get out. Get out. You're not. She literally moved here a year ago. She moved here a year ago. A year ago. She hasn't even been here long enough. You know what? The founders, I don't think she, I think she's ineligible to run for office. She got here literally a year ago. She got her degree in some stupid, I don't know. But she lives in Brooklyn. I mean, blaming 9/11 for all of this is just pretty rich. But she says that 9/11 was America's fault, and she's going on and on and saying that it's, you know, it's the colonization. No, you're the colonizer. Islamism is a is a colonizing force. She is a colonist. They're like what they're trying to do in Irving, Texas. They're trying to colonize Irving, Texas. This is colonization. Like they're trying to colonize Africa. Like they colonized Persian empires. Colonizing Nigeria. Colonizing Ethiopia. That's all colonization. That is, Islam is the biggest colonizing force. Islamism, she's Islamist. This movement, this radical movement. And I don't know. I mean, I feel like New York is going to have lots of problems here coming up. If you think America is so bad, then go back to whatever hellhole in the sand that you think is better and quit trying to make the United States in the image of a tyrannical nation. End of. It's not difficult. Of course, Mamdani endorsed her. Of course. As we move, our partners that help bring you the program. It's the folks at Superbeats. You guys are familiar with Superbeats, the company Human. What makes the story different is where it began. Human was founded out of the UT Health Science Center, built on real cardiovascular research around blood flow and nitric oxide. Unlike other supplement brands, Human is science-born, not just science-ish. Their products work, and you can feel them working. UT athletes have used Superbeats for over a decade, calling it their cheat code for recovery and endurance. And you can use it for the same reason, to support healthy blood pressure and healthy circulation. Today, more than 160 college and pro teams use Human products, and so your favorite team probably does as well. And if you've seen the Human logo on the Longhorns field this football season, that's more than a sponsorship. It's a signal from Human and UT, together leading the future of cardiovascular health for athletes and for everyone. It's heart healthy energy without the crash. Pick up Superbeats at your local Walmart and start supporting your cardiovascular health today. Get on the better road that road to better health with Superbeets from Human. Why all family pharmacy? I mean, unless you like waiting for hours at urgent care or waiting for days to go and see your GP if you feel under the weather, or maybe you just understand what your symptoms are and you can go to allfamilypharmacy.com/Dana and fill out a form of what you need and they'll look over your prescriptions and send them to you within 2 to 4 days or overnight if you're in a pinch. They've got everything. They have NAD plus, methylene blue. They have ivermectin. They have Tamiflu, antibiotics, antivirals, flu kits, sinus infection kits, your daily medications, like literally everything. And the thing that makes All Family Pharmacy different is that everything that they use, from the inputs to the finished product, are all USA made, USA sourced. Nobody else can say that. In fact, it's incredibly rare, honestly, particularly with antibiotics, but they have it at All Family Pharmacy. This is about being proactive, which beats being reactive every single time. Prevention's cheaper, a lot easier, and you have that peace of mind. Stock up today at allfamilypharmacy.com/Dana and use code Dana 10, because that gets you 10% off. Don't wait until you're sick. Even though they do have an overnight way to get your medications, you would rather be proactive than not. Allfamilypharmacy.com/Dana, code Dana 10 for 10% off.
I've got Dan Morgan here on the pod. Say hi, Dan.
Hey, how's it going today?
It's going good, man. Tell us who you are and what you do.
I'm Dan Morgan. I'm an attorney and a managing partner at Morgan & Morgan, which is America's largest injury law firm.
That's pretty awesome. Why do you guys think you win so many cases?
The insurance companies and other companies that we go against know that we're going to take it to the end, that we believe in the case. So we fight for every dollar and we're not afraid to go that extra mile for our clients.
Are insurance companies like actually afraid of you guys?
We don't bluff. We take it to trial and we are not strangers of getting very, very, very large verdicts.
Awesome. So how does someone get in contact with Morgan & Morgan? What would I do if I got into an accident?
Probably the easiest way is dialing pound law. That's #529 from your cell phone. And our call center is always waiting to take your call. 24/7, 365.
Wow. Dan Morgan from Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. Thanks for coming by the show.
Thanks for having me.
Visit forthepeople.com for an office near you.
On the go and need a quick news fix with a fun twist? Follow Dana's Absurd Truth Podcast for bite-sized, informative episodes perfect for your busy schedule on Apple or wherever you get your podcast.
So we have Texas Governor Greg Abbott on tomorrow, and he sent out a statement on the redistricting ruling. So I don't know if you've been following this, but it was a Trump appointee attorney. This wrote this opinion about this new map. So basically what ended up happening is a federal judge enjoined Texas from using its redrawn congressional map and ordered the state to use the 2021 boundaries. Now, keep in mind, it's completely perfectly legal for Texas to redraw its map. In fact, it's needed. There are so many, there's so many different, I mean, areas have exploded. We need to have proper representation, especially for the taxation that we have. And so this federal judge, they have to use 2021 boundaries. And I don't know. I mean, all I know is that if this map doesn't hold and California's does, dude, so 3-judge panel, the appeal is going to go right to SCOTUS. That's what's going to happen with us. Now, Abbott said they issued a statement after this. The legislature redrew our maps to better reflect Texans' conservative voting preferences and for no other reason. He adds, any claim that these maps, because this judge is trying to assert that they're somehow race-based, which I don't get, he says that any claim that these maps are discriminatory is absurd and unsupported by the testimony offered during 10 days of hearings. This ruling is clearly erroneous, undermines the authority that the U.S. Constitution assigns to the Texas legislature by imposing a different map by a judicial edict. The state of Texas will swiftly appeal this to SCOTUS. So it's going to get appealed. It's already going. That is crazy. But I'm telling you, Republicans have got to get on the redistricting. Democrats have always done it. And then the Epstein bill passed 427-1. And that has to do with Congress. Forcing these judges to unseal through the DOJ the documentation pertaining to this case, because the judges sealed it and you have to have Congress act, because Trump can't just go, you got to unseal this. There's a limit to what the executive can do. So that was 427-1. So that's passed. So a lot of stuff happening. A lot of stuff happening. But the redistricting thing is pretty... And Clay Higgins was no. He said he was a no on that. I was like, 427-1. Lorraine knows that he was a one. And it was Clay Higgins who said, I've been a principled no from the beginning. He said, it abandons 250 years of criminal justice procedure in America, etc. And it reveals and injures thousands of innocent people, witnesses, etc. So we're going to talk more about that tomorrow. In the meantime, today in Stupidity came.
Well, we can do the one that actually involves the Epstein files, because Hakeem Jeffries is doing some big spin here. Because I think Democrats know how damaging the actual documents could be to them and not Trump. The narrative could fall apart. Cut 14, please. One.
Thanks.
Why should Americans trust you and House Democrats on the Jeffrey Epstein files when one of your own, Congresswoman Plaskett, was found to be texting with Jeffrey Epstein during a hearing, getting information from him, using that in her questioning during a congressional hearing? And at one point, he tells her, good job.
Spin, spin, spin.
This is a bipartisan effort to make sure that, consistent with what the survivors have requested, that this full and complete...
Put words out there, words. All right, folks, that does it for us today. Make sure you find us over at Substack, Chapter and Verse, YouTube, Facebook, like, and subscribe. Back with you tomorrow. So if you're all about common sense and keeping what's yours, and you want to protect your money from Washington spending and crazy markets, you need to check out Noble Gold Investments. Gold and silver are not just some numbers on a screen or digital assets that can just disappear with a click. They're real, tangible things, and they've been trusted for thousands of years. So with a gold IRA, you can actually own physical gold and silver in a retirement account, tax deferred or even tax free. Noble Gold has been the top rated gold IRA company for 4 years running. They handle billions of precious metals for people just like you. And they've got a US based team, real people, available 6 days a week. There's no hidden fees. There's no gimmicks. They walk you through everything, and you even get a photo of your actual metals. So if there's some transparency. So right now, when you open a new account, they're going to send you a free 10-ounce silver flag bar plus a silver American Eagle proof coin. It's free. So just visit noblegoldinvestments.com/Dana. That's noblegoldinvestments.com/Dana. Protect what you've worked for.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Life with CIDP can be tough, but the Thrive Team, a specialized squad of experts, helps people living with CIDP make more room in their lives for joy. Watch Rare, Well Done.
An all-new reality series, Rare, Well Done, offers help and hope to people across the country who live with the rare disease CIDP. Watch the latest episode now, exclusively on RareWellDone.com.
Lowe's knows that saving is always top of mind, especially this season. That's why we've picked some great deals for early Black Friday. Get free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit. More tools? Why not? Plus, we've got select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at $59.98, because it's never too early to think Christmas. Get Black Friday prices without the crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. While supplies last, selection varies by location.